It is January the 29th. It is Monday. Unfortunately, the quality of the broadcast is not as good as it should be because we're doing it the old-fashioned way. Well, we've had a few technical problems. We hope the problems will be fixed in the not-too-distant future. Welcome to an unusual edition of The Flip Side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address is republictradinggroup.com. However, I am not sure how long that domain name will be functioning, but just in case there's a problem with the domain name in the not-too-distant future, I have set up a sister site, which is my old personal website of eaglesup.com. So if you don't get onto republictradinggroup.com at any point in time, you can always access eaglesup.com and still get the same fine stories posted each and every day. When we return, we'll give you a rundown of the financial markets, what happened on Wall Street. After these messages.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is access.
Monday, what a Monday it's been. Dow Jones Industrials today closed up 3 points, now almost 4 points, at 12,490. NASDAQ up 5 points at 2,441. The U.S. dollar relatively quiet today at 84.94. Crude oil off 11 cents at $53.90. In the metals complex, gold closed down $2 on the day, ended in New York at $644. Silver off 12 cents at $13.24. Platinum off $7 at $1,176. Palladium off $9 at $344. Currently in Asian trading, gold is to the plus side by 10 cents at $644.20. None of the other metals are participating in the Asian market. Now, I have to throw in my 5 cents worth, just simply because, obviously, over the weekend, when RBN Live's website was hacked, received a lot of phone calls from nervous clients. There is absolutely nothing to be concerned about. Republic Trading Group and its clients are all well in hand. Nothing has been disrupted as far as that is concerned. But I let me try and phrase this delicately so that people don't think I'm just going on a random attack of a competitor. When I became aware of the events that have been unfolding in Round Rock, Texas, I did a little of my own research, because I'm just one of those kind of people that does not tend to believe, well, it's that thing I always told you my father told me. You believe everything you hear, you might as well eat everything you see. And over the years, I don't take anything at face value. I prefer to do my own research, to come to my own conclusions about things. When I became aware of the website called We the People Radio Network, I went there. And being a webmaster, I know how to look for certain things. And the thing that struck me was, first of all, webmasters all have a signature. If you look at all the web pages I've ever created over many years, you can see that it's a Robbie Knoll website because it follows a similar pattern. Webmasters get into particular habits, and we do things the same way. As soon as I saw We the People Radio Network, I knew who the webmaster was because his signature was right there, which I found a little odd because he was also the webmaster at Republic Broadcasting Network. When I looked into the source code of the webpage, I saw something else unusual, and that in a web page, you put up a lot of words which help search engines. If, for instance, when you go into a search engine and you punch up the word gold, what happens is that search engine sends out its spies and it searches all websites pertaining to gold, and that's what comes up on your search engine. So webmasters embed a lot of words in a web page, which you can't see, which help search engines find the page. Well, when I saw the source and the words in this particular website, I thought it was rather strange in that the words were gold, silver, gold coins, numismatics. It had everything to do with gold. Now, when I was looking at We the People RadioNetwork.com, there was nothing on that website that advertised any gold products. Now, why would a new radio network have gold and silver and numismatics mentioned in its web crawler unless, obviously, it was from another gold dealer or someone who had ambitions? If you listen to John Stadtmuller a few minutes ago, you will hear that a lot of the hosts on RBN were contacted to join this new network. Well, and I can't speak for Jeffrey Bennett, but I know I was never contacted to join this new network, and there's a good reason why I wasn't contacted to join this new network, and that is because I'm a gold dealer. And it just so happens that another gold dealer wouldn't be inviting another gold dealer to join a network. Now, let me just say, without saying too many names, because I'm sure many of you are astute out there and can figure it out for yourself, who the other gold dealer was that put this whole plan together. And as John said, he doesn't want to talk about this anymore. He's going to say it once, and that's it. Well, I'm going to say it once, and that's it. It became very apparent to me over the weekend on who was doing what to whom. And it is just sad. It's a very sad commentary. And hopefully now we'll now that we got rid of the riffraff. Well, you know, Thomas Jefferson once said that in order to keep the republic, a revolution every 20 years would be in order because you have to get rid of the riffraff if you hope to keep something true. Well, as far as the government is concerned, we haven't had a revolution since 1776, so you can imagine the huge accumulation of riffraff that we have in Washington, D.C. So, thankfully, for Republic Broadcasting Network, we didn't have to wait 20 years for the first revolution. Speaking about gold, because that's what we do here, we talk about the noble metal. Gold had a choppy session today, and there was a good reason why gold had a choppy session, and that's because everybody's waiting with bated breath once again for the publication of the Federal Reserve's policy statement, which comes out on Wednesday afternoon. According to Gregory Miller, chief economist at SunTrust Bank in Atlanta, I think the Fed meeting is dominant in people's minds. Well, no kidding. He notes that the economy appeared to speed up last month after a less robust November. December suggested we are past the worst, he says. If the acceleration is confirmed, then the Fed will be less worried about slowing growth and less likely to ease. In short, that would mean a reduced chance of policymakers lowering short-term interest rates. That would keep the dollar higher than some investors had previously anticipated, which would most likely be bad for gold because the metal tends to move inversely in value of the greenback. Now, as we have often said, the debate over what the Federal Reserve is going to do is always one that keeps markets exceedingly nervous because they hate uncertainty. And the question is, will the Fed raise or lower rates based on the information? I submit to you that the Fed is more than likely not going to do much of anything come Wednesday, because they're still very nervous about a lot of things. I mean, there's a lot of things that they should be nervous about. You've got obviously the big concern. You have foreclosures up 42% year to date. This is the big concern for the Fed. Raising rates would obviously come at a very bad time for those people sitting around with adjustable rate mortgages and those obviously questionable real estate loans that went out because, yes, 2007, for those people who took out those adjustable rate mortgages, there's refinancing, to put it mildly, that is going to come due sometime in 07. Now, how bad that's going to be is obviously the balls that the Federal Reserve is trying to keep up in the air as we speak. Because to raise rates would have to mean there must be a greater panic on the value of the dollar than there is worrying about people with subprime mortgage loans and those people sitting with arms. Because someone's going to get sacrificed here. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes about it. Are we just simply going to prolong the agony? Or are we going to do something that is obviously, in the minds of many on Wall Street, going to do something to shore up the declining value of the dollar? Well, if the Fed elects to prop up the dollar, then they're going to have to deal with a real estate crash. Doing nothing, in my opinion, seems to be the logical decision for the Fed. Anyway, that said, we'll take a short break. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Monday, well, I hope the rest of the week turns out to be a lot more fun. When President Bush gave his State of the Union address on Tuesday night, he called for a balanced budget. Too bad that nobody using an honest definition of balanced is, well, it's more hyperbole from the White House. What you can count on is that the deficit is disastrous and debt is piling up. Now, these are questions that obviously none of the candidates running for office are going to address in any way, shape, or form. This is the third rail of politics. This is something they don't want to talk about. This is more than likely. And although, and I've said this many times before, Ron Paul is America's last great hope to get some sanity back into its government, but Ron Paul will have to talk about issues that are very uncomfortable to a lot of people, and even to conservatives. You see, because if you're a conservative, and I use that word very loosely, thanks to George Bush, you are supposed to stand for limited government. You are supposed to stand for smaller government. You're supposed to stand for less taxes on the working class. But if we are going to address the fiscal problems facing the United States of America, guess what? You're going to have to cut programs, and you're going to have to raise taxes. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts, or maybes about it. And let me, with the help of Jim Jubeck, you can find his column on republictradinggroup.com today, titled State of the Nation. Well, it's broke. Oh, by the way, you know, usually presidents, when they give the State of the Union address, they always tell the people at the opening what the state of the nation is. George Bush didn't do it this time around. He left it until that was the end statement, where he said the state of the nation is strong. Well, as Jim Jubeck says, if you or I managed our money the way that the U.S. government manages our money, we would all be headed for bankruptcy. Imagine this. Imagine if someone you knew took a mountain of debt to buy a house, say a floating interest rate, and never bothered to ask if the future payments would be affordable. That's exactly what the U.S. government does. Imagine, if you will, someone you knew who used his annual bonus to make the down payment on a Porsche and never worried that his current spending had created a huge future obligation for years of high payouts. That's exactly what the U.S. government does. Imagine if someone you knew ran up a big credit card debt because the money he was saving for his kids' college education easily balanced out that debt.
Unfortunately, what he's been using...
That's exactly what the U.S. government does.
Is Alex is using...
Imagine
to do the dumping that he dares
if
to
someone you knew just kept on spending not only every bit of the monthly paycheck, but every dollar that the credit card companies and banks would lend, despite knowing that he would have to pay for college and retirement one day. That's exactly what the U.S. government does. And then, of course, just like the deadbeats, what does the government do after mismanaging our money? It lies about how bad the problem is and clings to the hope that money will fall from the trees to bail it out. Now, according to Mr. Bernanke, we have such a wonderful machine in Washington, D.C. He even stated it in a very well-publicized address that, hey, look, we got this thing in Washington, D.C. It's really unique. It's called a printing press. Runs 24/7. And that's the crux of the whole argument for the reason, if you haven't already done so, to seriously considering moving some of your assets into gold and silver. It's because they do not have the ability to address the real problems. It's just like the war in the Middle East. We're never going to solve that war. It's now there's civil wars going on in Palestine. There's civil wars going on in Israel, civil wars going on in Jordan, in Lebanon, in Iraq. Look, a couple of weeks ago, when was it? Had to have been prior to December. Dick Cheney took a flight from Washington, D.C. to the capital of Saudi Arabia. He was summoned by the Saudis to talk face-to-face. Now, think how important this conversation must have been. He could have easily made a phone call to the vice president. No, they wanted him there in person. And I can only deduce from the actions of this administration since December that Dick Cheney was read the riot act by the Saudis because they had suddenly came to the realization that the war in Iraq had completely destabilized the whole Middle East, and the Sunni majority were in deep trouble. We'll have more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Main. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. Once again, my apologies for the poor audio quality, but we, we were given a situation and we have to deal with it. So we using the old root and tried method, landline, to communicate with the mothership. Before we continue, let's go to the phones. We've got Bob on the line. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Robbie, how you doing?
All right, brother.
Hey, I just called in to let you and all of your audience know that everything's being shipped and delivered just like it's supposed to be, and we received two or three packages that we had ordered last week, and actually they got here quicker than usual.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I just don't want anybody out there to be worried, and I think...
Well, I can understand. I can understand that people would have concerns. Because obviously your first reaction is obviously panic.
Well, I guess it's, I suppose, how much bait you have in the water.
Yeah. Well, very well put. But yeah, and I appreciate that. Yeah, people don't have to worry. We ain't going anywhere. John's not going anywhere. RBN is not going anywhere. We just uncovered, unfortunately, a very sad, sorry affair.
I'd have to agree with you. You know, I've been in on a number of websites and forums and different things at different times, and when people have mentioned that other host's name and said bad things about him. I've always stood up for him. But the
I've done that as well.
The slanderous statements and the name-calling and just the garbage that was being thrown about today was uncalled for, unnecessary, and so counterproductive to the freedom of speech and the cause that everybody that participates in this audience stands for.
Well, certainly. I mean, you know, obviously, resorting to tactics that are used by political operatives that we decry on a regular basis, you have to stoop pretty low in the gutter.
I have to agree.
You know, to use innuendos and name calling and character assassination. I mean, this is what we do. I mean, this is, first of all, this is the reason why good people don't run for public office. I mean, I'm surprised that Ron Paul is going to put himself through the grind mill of a political campaign.
Yeah.
Because as soon as someone knows that they are losing, they just resort to the name calling and the innuendos and falsehoods. In order to, it's you know, I hate to use Clinton's term here, but it is, it's the politics of personal destruction.
Well, I got to just say one thing. I think that that other network is providing the whole alternative news audience with a what I would call a bloody mess, and the bloody mess is actually the toady for the other talk show host who's being led about by the nose and creating a problem for himself.
Yeah, certainly. And if people want to do business with that other gold company, they're more than happy to do business with that other gold company if they're quite happy to pay 30% more than they would pay at Republic Trading Group.
You know, I got to tell you something. It blows my mind that the gentleman who has been named, Wes Perkins, could be so fearful over a few traffic tickets to have jumped ship, mutinied, and been coerced by these other guys who provide him a lawyer to help him out and, you know, and try to paint the picture of this guy as being blameless. And I don't want to badmouth him because I don't know him, and he's never done anything wrong to me, and I've only known good of him. But what was being said today was not totally true, and you know, everybody out here just needs to keep their heads on and don't be spun around by the wind,
yeah.
Because those guys are blowing a lot of hot air. And actually, the tactics that they resorted to today, I'm sorry I ever did stand up for that other talk show host.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe he was just having a bad day.
Well, this was a well-financed, well-organized plan.
There's no question about it. I mean, I got a couple of calls from John Stadtmuller over the weekend, and I couldn't really figure out what he was saying to me, because he knew about it and I didn't know about it.
Mm.
Because he was wondering whether I had been contacted by this other group.
Well,
and I hadn't been contacted. And,
yeah.
I was feeling left out. So I did my own research, and I found out why I wasn't contacted, because, quite honestly, that other network was financed by another gold company, and the last thing that the other gold company would want is another guy from another gold company involved.
Well, you know, I spoke with you on Sunday, and you mentioned to me that We the People website.
Right.
And later in the day, I was talking to another Austinite who brought that name up, and I said, you know, I've just heard that. Just recently, and I think I heard that speaking with Robbie. And so, you know, you had done your own investigation, and it's a good thing, because you knew what to look for.
Well, I didn't know what to look for. I just went and I poked around, as any good webmaster would do, to find the smoking gun, if you will. And
well,
for me, the smoking gun was the website. Obviously didn't have anything about a gold dealer on it, but when you looked at the source code, which people can't see, you see that obviously it was designed to promote a gold site.
Right.
So,
well, you look at the schedule, and there was 5 hours of the day that it looks like they had posted the names of the hosts and then took them down, but they left the link where you could highlight it.
Right.
To go, you know, and it would say under construction, but somebody else had been there earlier and saw the names that were there, and those names were people from that other network.
Well, sure, because I mean that was a telltale sign, you know, and obviously somebody in power somewhere in Minnesota realized that they had to pull the plug.
Well, I just want to tell John to hang in there, brother. You ain't lost anybody.
All right, and that means a lot, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, have
so
a good
much.
Night.
Okay. Been an interesting few days, to say the least. I was telling you about Dick Cheney, and I take events that happened in the past and I connect them to the future, because obviously after Dick Cheney did this very unpublicized, there were no news reports about what he talked to the Saudis about, but it was an urgent trip that the vice president had to fly from Washington, D.C. to Saudi Arabia to meet with the Saudi kings, and they tore him a new one, to put it in no uncertain terms, because the Saudis realized that the sectarian violence in Iraq was now spreading to all other Arab states. In other words, you got to understand, the majority of people in Iraq are Shiites, 60% are Shiites. The majority of people in Iran are Shiites. Sunnis are the majority in all the other Arab satellite states. Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Lebanon is a hodgepodge of many. That's why this is the first. And they realized that the instability that this administration had caused in Baghdad, in Iraq, was causing the whole Middle East to implode. And we are seeing it as we speak. You've got, as a matter of fact, you've got Shiites and Sunnis killing each other in Lebanon. The same thing is obviously starting to happen in Saudi Arabia and all these other Sunni majority dominant Arab states. So the Saudis knew this. That's why they called Cheney over. It's the reason for the surge, because this is panic time. They are trying to obviously do everything in their power to appease their Saudi masters. Today, the president announced that if he gets confirmation that Iran is supplying the insurgents in Iraq, well, there could be a military consequence. What does that mean? Does that mean an imminent attack on Iran? Israel's going to attack Iran if the United States doesn't attack Iran. So we've got this to deal with. Now, the problems in the Middle East, as we always say, will never be resolved because nobody wants to address a real issue. It's like the economy. It's exactly the same thing. We are not going to address the fiscal imbalances in the U.S. of A. because nobody wants to address the real issue. And if you don't address the real issue, guess what's going to happen? You're going to come a day when you're going to wake up, and we're going to be back, I don't know, some people say 1929 will look like a picnic. I mean, just think about it. With the passage of the Medicare drug benefit, Congress and the president violated the first rule of holes. When you're in a hole, stop digging. The present value of all the major reported liabilities, according to the Government Accountability Office, now comes to $50 trillion. That's with a T. People can't even understand what a billion is, but we are talking here with a T, trillions. There's 12 zeros behind that. That's about four times the size of the U.S. economy in 2006, and it amounts to $440,000 per U.S. household. That's up a mind-boggling $30 trillion from fiscal 2000. Let me repeat this, just in case it didn't get through to you. Since 2000, government's liabilities at the mind-boggling $30 trillion. Now, in 2000, the government's liabilities were just $20 trillion, or two times the size of the economy. In absolute and relative terms, the financial picture has gotten much, much worse, and it's gotten much, much worse very, very quickly. Think about that when you hear the president promising his budget cuts or the Democrats promising a return to pay-as-you-go. You can't trust their numbers to begin with. They're just more lies that got us into this bind. If moves like this are the initial steps in a move towards financial sanity, three cheers. But if they're just bones thrown to those of us who pay the bills now and the children who will pay even bigger bills in the future, then a pox on both their houses. You know, David Walker, he's spoken about David Walker many times on this program. He's the head of the U.S. Government Accountability Office. When he finished his testimony before Congress, he noted that if we do nothing, balancing the budget in the years to come, 2010, would requiring cutting total federal spending by 60%. Or raising federal taxes to two times today's level. What's the other option? Well, we gave it to you before. The Ben Bernanke solution. The government could just start printing money. And printing money is one thing Washington is good at doing. Now, if you want to put all your faith in the phony Federal Reserve System, be my guest. But if you have any qualms whatsoever about the future of the value of the dollar, then you definitely need to give us a call at Republic Trading Group. And yes, the phones do work. It's only the internet streaming that's down. Everything else is the same. You can call myself or Jeffrey Bennett at 1-800-691-7898. We'll give you all the information you need to know. We'll quote you the prices, and you can shop them around with other competitors out there, even if they're in Minnesota, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. If we sell something at Republic Trading Group for $500, you can bet your bottom dollar the other company is selling it for $800. But they'll convince you that they're not doing it. And besides, let's separate the men from the boys here. Let me tell you what we do at Republic Trading Group. And I'm sure you also know this. By the supporting of Republic Trading Group, you're supporting the network. Well, maybe I shouldn't go into this. Sometimes things are better left unsaid. But the facts are the facts, my friends. At Republic Trading Group, we give you honest prices with a very fair markup. John Stadtmiller always says that the markup at Republic Trading Group is 10%. I wish it was 10%. It's not 10%. By and large, our spreads never exceed 5%. And you can figure out what 5% of $600 is. Our main concern is obviously putting the product in your hands that's going to protect you and your family and your grandchildren from what we see is coming down the pike. These politicians aren't going to address any of the real issues, just like they're not going to address the Israeli problem. That's why the Middle East will continue to go into total anarchy and chaos and civil war for years to come. Nobody's going to solve that problem. That's one of the problems of, Great Britain redrawing the map, not giving any consideration to ethnicities and religions and one thing and another. But these people have been fighting themselves for thousands of years. They're going to continue fighting themselves for thousands of years. But the bottom line is the bottom line. U.S. dollars in dire straits. I mean, you even got small little countries like Malaysia that are dumping dollars. Malaysian Prime Minister said his country had shifted some of its $82 billion of currency reserves away from the dollar, and that potential foreign exchange volatility may hurt exports. He goes, well, it may hurt our exports, but we are concerned for the reason that the high percentage of our international trade is in U.S. dollars. He gave this speech, by the way, to the gathering in Davos, Switzerland, at the World Economic Forum. When asked whether Malaysia will cut its dollar holdings, he says, we have already done so, and we will continue to watch the situation. Now, if you've got small little satellite countries around the world dumping out of the dollar, how long do you think it is before the big surprise comes? When China announces to the world, yeah, you know that $1 trillion that we got? Well, we ain't buying treasuries or bonds with it. We are going to spend it in, yes, South Africa. The world's crazy. We'll be back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Monday. Just a programming reminder, tomorrow night I'll be sitting in for Jeffrey Bennett. Jeffrey Bennett will be sitting in on Wednesday and Friday evening. Let's go to the phones. We got, who we got?
Hey, thanks, Robbie.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Yeah, I have an ulterior motive of sorts, and that is I am somewhat loyal, and most particularly to quality. And as this, I mean, beyond that as well, but since this network's been cleaning the clock quality-wise of any known competitors, what you can't make up for in what you can't do in quality, I guess you make up for in shrillness.
It's unfortunate.
You know, when I listened a few weeks back, a certain other to remain unnamed show host averred that the head of this network went down to Austin to attach himself to the other person. I, of course, thought that was over-the-top misleading, more like maybe in part to collaborate and in part for geographical reasons having nothing to do with that. And then when the same other guy brings up about somebody making good on their threat to produce a canceled check to prove that on a certain, let's call it a gray video, which was sold to ABC, I think it was, the major network over the province, and this had nothing to do with the head of this network.
Sure,
this
sure.
This was someone else's independent website on this video. As though you somehow require a canceled check and the video itself was not proof enough that a certain thing happened, then I thought that that the video was almost definitely sold and in fact either aired on ABC and or given to the FBI against promises that would only be released upon that person's death if it happened by the federales. Well, just some thoughts for folks to bear in mind as they're weighing certain matters. This goes back to a website I saw like 2 years ago. I never said anything to anyone about it on this or any other network, but just a few grains of salt I wanted to toss in there. God bless. God bless.
All right, I appreciate it, my friend. Hopefully, my friends, the sad, sorry tale is at a conclusion. Myself personally, I don't want to. I could say a lot of things, but good taste. It serves no constructive purpose. It's silly. It's childish. Are you supposed to soar like an eagle where you're surrounded by so many turkeys? And as I said, hopefully this is the end of it. We won't have to bring up this discussion anymore, and we can move on. And we at Republic Trading Group, myself and Jeffrey Bennett, will do everything in our power to make sure that not only does Republic Trading Group grow, but that Republic Broadcasting Network grows, much to the chagrin of the people in Minnesota. Till tomorrow, my friends, have yourselves a good evening. I'm actually going to an adult beverage location, well needed on this Monday evening. Till tomorrow, see you, bye.
Can we talk?